This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This goes to Troy Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Rivera, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tammy Horowski, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is T-A-M-M-Y. Last name is H-A-R-O-S-K-Y, period. On September 12, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient over the phone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 51-year-old pleasant female, height 5'4" tall, weight 170 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 5th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended by a drunk driver, period. There was extensive damage to the rear end while she was driving a Kia vehicle, period. The patient was jerked, period. She had immediate pain in her abdomen, comma, low back, comma, and pain down both legs, period. Despite treatment, she is still experiencing low back pain with radiation down both legs to the calves, period. She has anxiety driving at night, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain, approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is described as a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to the calves, period. It also manifests itself with numbness and tingling into the feet, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next day she was seen in the emergency room at South Bend, period. They did x-rays and CAT scans. They gave her medicine and released her, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems standing over 6 hours, comma, sitting over 1 hour, comma, riding in a car over 30 minutes, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as tennis, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications include Singular, comma, Pepcid, comma, eye drops, comma, and inhaler, comma, and thyroid medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicines such as anti-inflammatories as well as topical Voltaren cream, period. She also uses stretching exercises, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is positive for asthma, comma, reflux disease, comma, and hypothyroidism, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient never had sciatica, period. The patient has not had prior auto accidents other than at age 7, an auto accident that she did not acquire any injuries, period. She had a work injury in 2020 that resulted in reconstructive surgery of her left ankle due to a fall and fractured ankle, period. The patient injured her right wrist at age 13 playing tennis without permanency, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for left ankle surgery, comma, gallbladder surgery, and appendix surgery, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a teacher full-time, period. Although she is working full-time, she does have pain from this injury, and she needs to sit frequently, period. New paragraph. I did review medical records. I'd like to comment on the emergency room report dated August 6, 2022. Chief complaint was neck and low back pain being rear-ended by drunk driver in Miami County, period. Driver was restrained, period. History of present illness is 50-year-old female with no significant past medical history, period. Patient presents to the ED today with neck and back pain since yesterday, period. She was checked out by EMT at the time and was given instructions to come to the ED if pain increases, period. She woke up this morning and had some increased pain in her back and neck, period. They documented abnormalities on physical examination in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. They did a CT of the cervical, lumbar, thoracic, all showing no acute fractures, period. She was given ibuprofen while in the ED, period. Assessment was 1, back pain, number 2, MVC, number 3, neck pain, period. She was discharged. On definitive review of the radiographic studies, on CT of the cervical spine, they did denote straightening of the normal cervical lordosis, comma, which may be secondary to muscle spasm, period. Comment by me, Dr. Mandel, is that it produces a great deal of trauma to denote X-ray changes, as was noted on the study, period. Also, CT of the lumbar spine, same date, was minimal multilevel spondylosis without acute fracture or subluxation evident, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 5th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, low back trauma, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, abdominal trauma and pain resolved. Number 3, cervical trauma and strain resolved. Number 4, anxiety, period. The above 4 diagnoses are caused by the automobile accident of August 5th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the lumbar region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing topical and oral medications of an over-the-counter nature would cost $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years. An MRI of the lumbar area would cost $3,000, and should this be abnormal, may require surgery, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is warranted, period. Some injections in the lumbar area would cost $2,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's has taken the history directly from the patient via the telephone, period. I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.